for the start of the season. Coach Poppy, what's going on?
How we doing, sir? I appreciate you having me.
You know, we're so glad to be talking to you. I was very pleased. I came out to practice last week, and one of the things I told you was, it's nice to not have the smallest roster in the Power Conference. That's nice. A little size to work with this year.
Amen. The more I can look up in my huddles and not down is a good sign for the Tigers. And we got a lot more looking up than down this year. You know, obviously work in progress, but we're able to fill in some holes there in the offseason recruiting, and we're off and running. I appreciate you coming by practice because as a coach this time of year, you're not sure if you're any good at all, and to hear your expertise after practice really made my evening.
You know, I do feel like one of the other duties as assigned when I'm doing these things is to just tell coaches that it's probably a little better. It looks a little better to somebody who's not in the weeds and noticing every single thing that's wrong. I thought you guys looked really really versatile and deep, and I'm curious how you feel your team is coming together at this point, and are you on the path you envisioned when you guys started a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, that was kind of a plan in the recruiting process, as we knew we were about to lose a bunch just with graduation. You know, I think we were able to have a plan, and then we executed a plan, you know, with the type of talent, length, and versatility that we're able to get. We're still a work in progress, as everybody is. You think about 9 newbies back on a roster, it's going to take some time. But I felt like this offseason, there was a much clearer plan, a roster that fit a plan, and so you're able to get to work with that plan way back in the summer. Still, again, a lot of pieces. You got to go against other competitions. Nice to we have practice guys, and then you get a chance to play a couple scrimmages here behind closed doors before the real lights come on. But I like where we're at. I think that they're learning one another. I tell you, I got a coachable group. It's playing a fun style, shooting the ball well. But we also have an interior presence, you know. So I think finding that balance of how to play with each other, for each other is coming, but definitely a lot more options within the attack.
Your returners, Hannah Cohn, Mia Moore, Morgan Miller, and Raven Thompson, what have you seen from them in terms of sort of a redoubled effort to grow as that core that's returning that has a little more institutional knowledge of what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, well, I think that all of them are – they're not searching for confidence in do I belong. You know, like all those were – again, you think about a Chattanooga, two of those come from Chattanooga mid-major. This time last year, they're still searching, like, do I belong? And, you know, you think about a Hannah Cohn who comes into this league and averaged double digits. Like, she belongs, there's no doubt. And then now it's like, where do I fit with the new group? So a different level of mentality. Mia Moore, again, coming mid-major from UAB, but she had started at Mississippi State, injuries, you know, the first couple years, and then to have the success. So, like, those questions are gone. Now it's like, how do I fit in with a new group? They all have new roles, you know, with this group of teammates. Moving Mia on the ball a little bit more than you guys saw a year ago. Raven Thompson, who kind of came on strong, had an unbelievable summer. So they're just trying to figure out their roles, but some of the question marks are gone. All while they've been able to just instill with the newbies just what Clemson women's basketball stands for. What's our culture? What is Coach looking for? And have been really, really pleased with their summers and then now into the early fall.
Visiting with Sean Poppy, head women's basketball coach of the Clemson Tigers. His group starts play at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd against USC Upstate. We're excited to be on the call for that one, 10:45 Eastern pregame for that. Your two ACC transfers, Rusna Gustanidi from Georgia Tech and Demira Hines. I always think it's a bit of a testament to your program where players that you played against want to play for you. So what were those recruitments like? And those seem like two pretty important pieces for you right now.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge pieces. You know, obviously we got to see them up front and center, you know, on the opposing sidelines a year ago. Two different stories. You know, we call it, so I don't butcher the name like that's hard to say. I just say Russ. That'll help you.
I like that.
You know, a lot easier. You know, Russ, I actually recruited pretty heavy while on staff at Virginia Tech. Originally from Lithuania. We had a GA at the time from Lithuania as well. So I remember when she's 14, 15 years old on FaceTimes and she knew about 6 words in English. They were speaking together. I was kind of nodding along. So I've known her for a long, long time, right? Her English has gotten better, and so has her basketball game. And so that was an easy connection of the dots when she went in the portal, I thought, where she knows who I am. I'm obviously a head coach now and not an assistant, but knows what we stand for. She's seen our system. You know, I think that, you know, we would play really more of an international style if you watch us, that kind of fits her game. So I think it was an easy transition. She visited and immediately knew this is where her next home was, and I think that she's got an opportunity to get a lot closer and probably more than how she was her freshman year at Georgia Tech, you know, on the all-ACC freshman team 2 years ago compared to this last year. I just think it's a wonderful fit. She's had a really good start to the year for us, and we're going to need her. She can really score in all three levels. All while D is a little bit different. You know, didn't really have a great, in a sense, not great, didn't have a connection before the transfer portal, but knew her from her time at Wake Forest. She knew us, obviously, playing against us, but also Atlanta's home, right? And so no better place than to come closer to home, finish out her career, all while, you know, I think that her strength is having an opportunity to play one-on-one basketball. And when you can share the style that fits, like, we're going to put a bunch of shooters and we love to shoot it, you know, but there's got to be a balance. And she just adds something different than we did not have a year ago with her physicality, and can protect the rim defensively, but also someone we can throw it into, you know, on the offensive side of the ball where she should have space.
Let's talk about point guard for a second, because, I mean, you lose some there, you lose Loyal. Is that a situation where now Mia Moore slides over and does more of the ball handling? Taylor Johnson-Matthews is there. She's handled it some, maybe a little bit of a combo guard for you. What do you foresee being the future of that position this year?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In-house, we don't even have that name any longer. Mm. Right? We call them lead guards.
Okay.
And why I say that is we have moved Mia over to being a predominant, if you're looking outside in, as a point guard, right? But I don't want her to think point guard mentality. She's such a dynamic scorer and driver, and then let your instincts be a passer, but don't think that you got to set us up in an offense and then go hide. And I think that you also look at, you know, Rachel Rose, who comes over from Wofford, has had an unbelievable career. She's back healthy, but she's been a ball-dominant scorer most of her career. And let's take the terminology point guard out, right? We just say lead guard, because them two will have the opportunity to bring it up, but they can play off the ball some. While our other guards, we're comfortable if they get a rebound, go ahead and push it, right? We're all interchangeable with how we play. But I think that you'll see, you know, a balance of Rachel Rose and Mia kind of taking over that spot. For what Loyal was predominantly a point guard for us last year, right? Literally the old school mentality of a point guard. And you know, I think in this kind of the evolving of Coach Poppy, I guess, where maybe that position doesn't exist in some programs, and we're going to kind of take that on here for this upcoming year.
I love it. If you're going to do that, you're going to play sort of positionless and get out in space and run a little bit. You need bigs that can run. And it looks like you have some bigs that can play with their face to the basket, a little bit of back to the basket. What do you like from that position specifically? Like I love Morgan Lee's touch, that mid-range game, and then Hadley Perriman as well.
Yeah, and I think that's where I think we had a plan and we were able to execute it, is that at each position, if you want to say numbers, we don't have the same piece, right? You think about Demaria Hines is a physical, back to the basket, just gets 2 feet in the paint. It's hard to handle. And then you flip it, and here comes Morgan Lee in, who's 6'5" and can get down there, but she also can step out and shoot the three. She can catch in space. And then Hadley, who can put it on the floor, right? Like, it's kind of three people that can play that position, and all three are completely different from one another, which gives us versatility. No different than what I just mentioned at the point guard / lead guard, for what we're calling it, is that, you know, Mia is a jet. She can get out and go very, very quick, sometimes too fast. Like, slow down a little bit, baby. But the comparison of her than a Rachel Rose, right, who's a little bit more, you know, change her speed, change her direction. She can really, really shoot the three off the bounce. Like, each position is just their counterpart who can play together with them is a totally different skill set. And I love that with the team that we have, because I think you can play, again, positionless, but you're just giving, you know, you equate it to baseball, and, you know, you got your 90-mile-an-hour you know, fastball, and he's got some move to some of his other pitches, and then you bring in 100-mile-an-hour, but all of a sudden he's still got a changeup guy. You know, like, you got a little bit of everything, and I feel like that's what this team brings.
Visiting with Sean Poppy here on the program. Let's talk program for a second. You guys, 14 wins last year, 6 wins in the league. but you sort of put everybody on notice. And then, you know, you can't read an ACC preview. You can't read a transfer portal rundown. You can't read a recruiting story without Clemson being mentioned. What has it been like as you've been out and about amongst Clemson people? And then, of course, when you're out on the stump, so to speak, on the recruiting trail, what's it been like to sell Clemson after year one of you as a head of the program?
Well, there's no better time to what's facts say? There's no better time to buy stock than now, right? Mm-hmm. Get it while it's there. I think that, you know, when I decided to come to Clemson and become the head coach, I thought that the, you know, where we could be is however far we wanted to take it, right? There's so much here, and that's just held true. Now we just have something with a little foundation to it. You know, I think that that goes into what we did in the portal. They saw what we've done with transfers. We saw how competitive we were by throwing a roster together in a 30-day window, right? Now we've had time to really dive into what Clemson is. I think our fan base is more excited than ever for women's basketball specifically. I think that we're playing a style that can be very competitive, but it's fun to watch. All while we can be very relational. I think that that's what time has allowed us to do here at Clemson is that, you know, we want people to come have access to our program, right? Be around us. We're not one that shies away from any of that. We want to be in the community. We have been. We want to be on campus. We have been. You know, I think that all put together has really, really propelled us into, into year two, but in even beyond. You know, you mentioned the transfer portal. Yes. You know, we currently have the number one ranked recruiting class in the country in 2026. I think that'll stay top five before it's all said and done. And so now's the time to jump on, right? I think we represent the university in the best of ways, and we're putting a product on there that's going to bring championships in the very near future.
Today is a great day, by the way, to show your support for what Sean Poppy's building. $5 single game tickets for men's and women's basketball. $5 today. So that's a big deal. You can go on ClemsonTigers.com and take advantage of that. All right, what do you want to get done? What hay needs to be in the barn from now until USC Upstate, bright and early on Monday, November 3rd?
Yeah, I think just continue to get better daily. And this sounds really cliche. That's coach talk, right? Is ultimately, we're not going to be our best basketball team November 3rd. Right, and if we are, then we got bigger problems. Right, this thing is going to be a work in progress, and so for us, we got to be the best version we can be on November 3rd. And it's kind of part of my talk today as I get back and we have practice. Is that, you know, we scrimmaged over the weekend. We had great intent. Our energy was high. Saw a lot of success, but there's, I think, 55 clips we're going to show them of where we can get better. Right, and so for us. Let's turn 55 into 50 and then into 45 and then into 40. Like, that's what the season does to you, all while our intent stays the same, right? Because energy and effort and competitive spirit is going to make up while you may not be perfect early on. And so I think we got to try to trim those down so by November 3rd, you're a little bit better than you are today, but our competitive spirit and who we are as a program will hopefully be what kind of carries us as you just are just slowly figuring out day by day. And again, this team has been all on board to do so.
I can't wait for it. Coach Poppy, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck as you guys continue to prepare. And we'll see you probably before November 3rd, but certainly November 3rd, bright and early. Can't wait for it.
I appreciate that. And you just said $5 tickets. Are you kidding me? That's that Little Caesar pizza deal or whatever we got. Like, come on, grab yourselves about five pizzas, $25. Are you kidding me? All right. Come cheer us on. I think it's an unbelievable product. We look forward to seeing you, Little John, soon.
Awesome. Take care. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Sean Poppy joining the program. When we come back, Dick Bender. We're talking men's hoops on the